أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين رحمة من ربك إنه هو السميع العليم رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين بل هم في شك يلعبون صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayats of Surah Ad-Dukhan. The Surah was revealed to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he had made hijrah to Madinah Munawwara, in other words, in the Makki period of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These Makki surahs, generally, we had been discussing from time to time, has three important subject matter, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, together with these three, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will add on other subject matters. The core subject matter that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses in the Makki surahs and generally in the Qur'an Kareem, number one is the Tawheed, that is the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being one and only in every aspect, in His sifat, in His qualities, in His zat, and in every other way. And then number two, the Nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and number three, that of Qiyamah. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins the discussion with the Qur'an Kareem in itself and the great system that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created. Allah says, Hamim, Allah knows best its meaning, wal kitab al mubin, like the previous surah, Allah takes qasam of this kitab, of the Qur'an al mubin, which is manifest, which is clear in the manner in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed it, clear in the words of the Qur'an Kareem, clear in the manner in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has either commanded us or prohibited us, clear in the manner in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has described certain events of the past. In other words, there is absolute clarity insofar as this kitab, the Qur'an Kareem, is concerned. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Certainly we reveal this Qur'an in the Laylah Mubarakah, in the blessed night. And of course, in other ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, that we reveal this night in the night of Qadr. And most of the commentators have agreed that this Laylatul Mubarakah, this blessed night that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about, refers to no other night but the night of Qadr, which is referred to as Laylatul Qadr or Shab-e Qadr. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other ayats of the Qur'an, Allah says, Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an, that this night was in the month of Ramadan, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an. In the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that all the revelations that had taken place to the various Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam were in the month of Ramadan. And more importantly of all is we look at this Qur'an being revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spanning over a period of about 23 years. So what is this revelation of Laylatul Qadr? That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the Lawhi Mahfooz, from the protected tablet, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this Qur'an to the Sama'ul Dunya, and that is the first sky. And hence from there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Allah saw fit over the period of approximately 23 years. Inna kunna mundirin, and certainly we are the warners. In other words, we had created for you Jannah, we had created Jahannam, and we will continuously warn you about doing those things that are wrong, those things that will be incorrect, that will lead you towards the way of the fire of Jahannam. And we continuously warn you, and again we discuss that the warning that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak about is generated with a great deal of concern, a great deal of love. fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another very important aspect that takes place on the night of Qadr. And Allah says that in this night, every command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, which is filled with wisdom, is dispatched, or it is made known, it is obviated. And here, what it means is all the major commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires to send down or to deliver to the malaika, is done on this night. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge of everything. Taqdeer has been written years and years before the creation of everything. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down the yearly laws and commandments of Allah, the yearly hukam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to send down. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does that on the night of Qadr. Now here one important aspect is that the Qur'an Kareem speaks about these aspects taking place in the night of Qadr. The Qur'an Kareem says it, and we will have to believe that it is the night of Qadr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispatches these commandments to the malaika with regards to the various aspects of our lives, our age, who is going to die in that year, who is going to be born in that year, and all that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down to the malaika, amram min indina, as a command, as an order from us, and that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna kunna mursileen, we are the ones that send. We are the ones that send down the Quran, the various other revelations to the other anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the various aspects with regards to the system of this earth. We are the ones that send down the malaika. We are the ones that will send down, and nothing will be sent without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahmatan min rabbik, all this as a means of rahmah, a means of mercy from your Rabb. Innahu huwa as-sami'u al-alim, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-sami'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears everything. People will make dua to Allah, people will ask from Allah, people will plot against Allah, people will invite towards Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears everything. Al-Alim, Allah ta'ala has total knowledge of everything, and through Allah's knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala runs the system of the entire universe. Rabbis samawati wal ard, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, He is the sustainer of the skies and the earth. Wa ma baynahuma, and whatever lies between the skies and the earth, all its sustenance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In kuntum muqineen, if you would have faith, yaqeen, in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, la ilaha illa hu, there is no God, there is no object of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yuhyi wa yumeet, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives life, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that takes away life and gives death, all of it is in the hands of Allah. Rabbukum wa rabbu abaikum al-awwaleen, do not be mistaken and think that Allah Ta'ala only had sustained us. But Allah says He is your Rabb, and He is the Rabb of your forefathers from before, your ancestors that had come down, and all the generations Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sustained. Balhum fi shakki yal'abun. Allah concludes these ayat with a very, very important note, that insan, mankind in general, despite the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sustains, Allah gives everything, but man is in doubt, and man is in such a doubt that man is toying around in this world with the idea that man sustains himself, man sees to his own rosy, man is toying around with this idea that this is the beginning and the end of life, there is no akhirat, and there is no accountability, and in this way, this doubt that creeps into the man, life of man, that doubt needs to be removed, and one needs to realize that everything happens through the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.